Okay, everyone, Shavuot Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're here back in full force learning here in Yeshiva on this holy day of Gimel El, the yahrzeit of Rav Kook Zatzal. We got a big parsha here. Parsha Ki Tetzé, I think, is the parsha that has the most amount of mitzvos in the entire Torah. So let's get started. So Parsha Ki Tetzé has a lot, as we just mentioned. A lot of different mitzvahs, a lot of different sugyas. And the first idea that I want to speak about appears pretty early on. One of the, I think it's probably sugya number three. And that's regarding the din of the Ben Sur Moira. The Pasuk says, right in Rishon, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf as follows. V'yamru el ziknei iro b'neinu zeh sorer umore einenu shomeh b'koleinu zolel v'sove. So the pasuk says that right, they're going to say to the zakenim of the cities of the seventh city of the Ben Sur Moira city, right? This son, this is our son who's rebelling. He doesn't listen, and he's zolo v'sove. He's glutton, and he's drunk. So just a couple of dinim regarding here. We know that again, the Ben Sur Moira, the chiyuv is the chiyuv misa. They put the son to death, and the isser is again if he like steals wine and meat from his parents. That's what qualifies him to be classified as a Ben Sur Moira. And this chiyuv misa, and this is actually also a small time frame. This din can only occur once the boy is bar mitzvah, but only within the first 3 months after he turns 13. Which leads us into asking the following questions. This first one is as follows. This seems to be a very, very severe punishment, an onesh chamor. How are we giving such an intense punishment to someone, to such a young kid? Come on, give him a break. He was just bar mitzvah. What exactly is going on? Right. All of a sudden, the first 3 months, once you become a bar mitzvah, it's almost like wow. There's a lot of pressure on you right now to be at the top of your game. So that's one question. Another question we could ask is, why is it this small window of the first 3 months once you're a bar mitzvah? Again, we should be makel the first 3 months and afterwards maybe we could go back and being machmir. So why so young? Why are we being such a severe punishment at such a young age? And again, what's pshat in this small early on window? So the Ramban, Allah Torah explains that as follows: that a person who at this stage in life, his early stages of being a bar mitzvah, who's already over these yisurim, is over the yisod of kedoshim tiyu. Right? We know the Ramban's famous yisod of kedoshim tiyu, parash kedoshim, about novel brishas haTorah. But the Ramban explains that if a person is if a boy is so rebellious at the first moments of his life being a bar mitzvah, it's instantly blocking and preventing any chance for him to achieve any madrita, to progress in levels of kedusha and tara, and to connect and to perform avodas hakodesh. The Alter Mikelm, right, Reb Simcha Zissel Ziv, deepens this a little bit, and he says that the time which a boy is a bar mitzvah, the first couple months after a person is a bar mitzvah, is very, very critical. It is very critical to build certain yesodos, very important fundamentals, and it's important to build a kesher to the Ribbono Shalom. That the first 3 months are very, very precious, and it's almost like that small tkufa will represent is a sign in terms of where is this boy headed? What track is this boy destined to be on? And that's exactly the pshat that if we see within these 3 months that this boy has no chance at achieving kedusha and tara, rather he's just going to be rebellious and disgusting, and within this small important tkufa, this critical tkufa, he's not building the proper yisodos proper yisodos and building a kesher with the Ribbono Shalom. We see it's almost like a waste. He doesn't really deserve to be here. That's why the punishment is so severe. The Slonim Rebbe, as Chosiel Ginaleinu, the Siva Shalom says actually uses the idea to connect it back to Sefer Shmos, that before Matan Torah, condition of Matan Torah is what? That for us to be Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, we have to understand that we're a holy nation, we have to understand that we are elitist, we need to be acting a certain way, we need to be holding ourselves to certain standards. And that's exactly the Yesod. He goes on and explains that the whole basis of our kesher to the Ribono Shalom is solely dependent on our sheifos and our aspirations in order to achieve kedusha and in order to achieve kedusha, a person has to also abandon other taivas and get rid of and needs to start neglecting all the other shmutz and the outside distractions that are trying to infiltrate his life. And this is the Yesod also, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, Shashlita, right, the former chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, now he's the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, famous Holocaust survivor, big massive Talmud Chacham, and he says again, Kedusha is a critical thing for Avodas Hashem, and definitely for Kiras Hashem, especially for Yeshiva guys. This is the time we're starting in full. This is the beginning of El Zman. It's real now. I know it's been a long tkufa of uncertainty and lack of structure, but we're here now. And he says that's the pshat that you have to really start to take it to the next level and forget about the other distractions. When a person in yeshiva, he quotes right the famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet, right, Pas Bemelech Tochal, right. A person should you bread, water, you don't got to sleep on super luxury on the most luxurious mattresses. It's a certain mindset that in order to achieve Kirvas Hashem, you have to be focused on the Ribono Shalom. The other things, okay, it's important that a person has to balance this out. Yes, a person needs to have certain necessities. A person needs to eat, drink, sleep, rest, enjoy, exercise. But there's a certain limit because the more a person is nen in Olam Hazeh, the harder it is for a person to connect to spiritual things. The harder it is for a person to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam and build himself up to be a proper Eved Hashem. So it's with these Yesodos again that this is what it tells us about a Ben Sura and Moira, that the reason why it's such an intense punishment that it's out of a small tkufa because it's a certain critical time. So I would like to add also here that when guys are in Yeshiva, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet. Beyond that, it's such a small window. It's a critical time that we got to be hard on ourselves sometimes. In order to make sure we're developing the proper yesodos, we're building a proper foundation. Because this also is a certain simon in terms of that's going to lead us as a sort of a simon that is guiding us. It's a sign that will ultimately reveal on which track are we headed, what lies ahead of us. And that's the Yesod. So I've got idea number one. Idea number two, I shift a little bit later, a couple of psukim later, Chof Beis Aleph, friend Janie. The pasuk says, regarding finding an aveda of your friend. The pasuk says, Lo sira es shor achicha o es seyo nidachem v'his alamta mehem hashev tishivem le'achicha. Right, it says that you shouldn't see the ox of your friend or any of his sheep, run away, and you shouldn't. You should hide yourself. You shouldn't hide yourself from that for sure. Rather, what you should, you shall surely return them to your brother, to your fellow yid. Right, you shouldn't hide from things. You shouldn't hide from that. Right, and Rashi on the spot explains as follows. Right, kovish ayin kilu eno ro'oho. It's like you shouldn't turn a blind eye to these things. You see a certain friend. You see something belongs to a friend. You see a lost aveda. It's out there. You should pick it up. You should try to return it to him. Right, famous sugya above Metziah Shavas Aveda. Second parak. But again, the book of Marba Metziah, the Flam Rav, justifies certain things that the truth is, again, if it really all depends in terms of what exactly is your stature. If you view that certain things certain objects you wouldn't necessarily be makpid on. It's actually a gnai for you to return it, then you really don't have to. It justifies it. But again, the yesod is though that it's really all totally based on your own perspective, right? Again, the connected to the yesod of ben sefer v'yikra v'halterecha kamocha. Do that to try to help out. So the yesod is again try to help out to your with your friend. Return to treat his objects just like the way you would want your objects to be treated. And again, it works l'kul l'chumra. But just to deepen this a little bit, in terms of what exactly is pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk, I think, is as follows. That sometimes we may have a taiva, a havamina, not to return certain things. We find something in the street, even though it has a simen, we want to keep it. We view that, hey, maybe it's a certain simen that this is placed before me right now. Maybe I have the rights to keep it. And that's the havamina in the pasuk of what? V'hisalamta mehen, that you should, just hide yourself, take it, and that's it. Comes the pasuk and says, no. Therefore, that had kamash milan what? Hashiv tashivim la'achicha. Even if you have that havamina, try to block that out. Get rid of that taiva. Therefore, the Torah is commanding us, you better return it. Hashavas avedi, you better return it to its rightful owner. And Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal compares this all. He gives a different mashal. He says when we're dealing more in terms of relating our relation to objects of others, it can be sort of comparable to our relationship to certain talmidei chachamim. We have to feel sometimes when talmidei chachamim passed away. We try to figure out, oh, we connected to them. We're not connected to them. How much we're connected to them? What type of ways should we be mourning? Should we not be mourning? How should we be mourning? V'chule, v'chule. So Moshe Feinstein says a person has to feel a certain achrayus, a responsibility to a certain gadol that passed away. Even if he didn't directly have an impact on us, it's because it's almost like, again, there's a certain shaychus, just like your shaykh at least to another yid's object, so to your shaykh to a gadol, and even in the slightest way. Right? The Gemara Shabbos Kofheim at Aleph says as follows, Chacham Shemes HaKol Krovav. Everyone's considered his relatives, meaning legabe avelus. Everyone should feel connected to this Rebbe. That even though they're not a blood relative, nor did they receive maybe Torah in the most direct way from them, but still. There was definitely that in which they gained from that Rebbe, and so to that this is also how we need to be acting with our friends on a day to day basis. The beinalim lechavera, but sometimes when your friend is down, especially in these tough times, and he needs help. Don't be as the Torah said. Don't be v'salamta. Don't just hide. Don't just turn a blind eye. Rather, what you should seek out and help him, right? Right. What you should do, what the Torah says, Hashiv tashivim la'achicha, meaning in the context of okay, if you lost an object, you return it. But Hashiv tashivim, reach out, return to him. You should return to him and be a quote unquote bro, and that's the sort of the second idea. So Adkan, right? Idea number two. The aveda of a chaver has much more deeper implications. Idea number three, with this we'll finish. A small shtickle. Another din that appears in this week's parsha is the din of makeh. Right, the din of building. Right. I think the Rambam most famously speaks about all the different dinim in Hilchos Motzeach in the 11th perek. Right, the thing that again on the Doraisa level, a Jew has to put up a fence or some type of barrier. If he has a roof that's X amount of feet or inches high. And again, it's not lav dafka just a roof. It could be any other a dangerous situation, whether it be a swimming pool or let's say it's like a tall stairway or something like that. A person needs. There's a certain mitzvah. There's a lot of lumdus behind this. Is this a gavra or a chefza? The pshat is that the mitzvah on the gavra to put the fence in that area, or is it the din on the chefza that again is a dangerous situation? It's that area needs to be fenced in. But that's much more famous brisker lumdus, but we're not going to deal with that now. But anyways, the pasuk again, in Perachav Beis, pasuk Ches, in the context of Makkah, says as follows, Ki simne bayis chadash v'asisa makeh legagecha, right? If you build a new house, you shall make a fence. You should put a fence around your roof. So you know, blood won't fall in your household, meaning that so no one will die. Because hopefully because a person will fall off and die. So Rashi, when he talks about Yipol, he says as follows. Says Rashi on the spot. Meaning a person, what's the pshat that the fallen one lipo? Meaning that someone who's fit, someone who deserves to fall. So we speak about, right, we speak a lot of times, like sometimes people have machshava questions, why do good things happen to bad people? Why do bad things happen to good people? The tremendous, the main yisod is again, right, the great Mar Shabbos, Lamed Beis of an Aleph says again, generally the good happens to the good, the bad happens to the bad. So the pshat is again, if this person was destined to fall, he clearly did something wrong, he deserves to get punished. So why is the other person chayef? Why is the person that didn't do makeh, right? Okay, he fell off the roof. So there must be a reason why Reuven, let's say, didn't fall off the roof, but Shimon fell off the roof. Must be that Reuven's a tzaddik, and maybe Shimon isn't, according to this Gemara. So why would the balagag be chayef? So the Sfarno explains that no, he's chayiv mishum atakana. He's more meaning because of this pshat, he's morally chayiv. Mikra then he might not be chayiv, but morally there's certain yisodos. And this is something that also is an important yisod in life. That it goes beyond just the chiyuvim of makke. A person has to understand that when a person is living a life as an Eved Hashem, he's trying to do the right thing. Many times it's clear what's right, what's wrong, what's mutter, what's usser, what's kosher, what's treif, what's allowed, what's not allowed. But not everything in life is so black and white. And not everything is, you know, totally on, oh, is this mutter or is it usser? Meaning, you know, there are certain things that Ikra did, they might be mutter, but we have to understand there's something also beyond just the yisodos of what's mutter and usser. Rather, what sometimes things are, it's all about ruts. So a person has to realize that sometimes we need to focus on what's ruts and Hashem. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be doing at this time, in this place, in this circumstance? Meaning that Eina Chinami Mikradin, this act or this thing that I'm doing might be mutter, 100% legamri Mikradin, but still it's not necessarily what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. And this is how we need, and this is the yisod that we need to hold ourselves to certain moral standards. That even though it's not black and white in the book, That says that this is bad, still a person should be doing this. Still a person shouldn't be doing this. And that's also the sort of makkah. Again, if people are supposed to die, they're supposed to die. People aren't supposed to die, aren't supposed to die. Obviously, of course, Baruch controls everything, but still, people have moral obligations. So that was the sort of that idea. So again, so we spoke about a couple ideas. Again, of trying to be more involved, seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be hiding on the back burner. Again, as a Ben Sora and Moreh, the Yisod is again, when a person is a bar mitzvah, when a person enters yeshiva, don't, you know, it's a certain, those beginning moments, set the path that if a person is a person going to want to seek out the Ribbono Shalom and grow, it's a person just going to be on the sidelines and rebel and not really do anything. And again, with the other idea again of Hechzer Avedas Aveiro, when we're trying to redo, when you were supposed to return someone's object, it's not only, it goes beyond that, it goes to all the way to the extent of being a brother, being a friend, and not just hiding yourself, not just disappearing, rather seeking out the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and the Dibuk Chaveirim. And again, the third idea regarding Makeh, that it's not just about, oh, it's mutter, us, or what I have to do, what I don't have to do. Let's just bury ourselves in the Shulchan Aruch and hide away from everyone else. Rather, what? No, a person needs to really think and go through self-introspection in order to figure out and try to seek out what exactly is Ratzon Hashem. And again, with these yisodos of again not being a spectator and trying to hide in the sidelines, but rather being a participant and trying to seek out that which is true, Bez Hashem will be zoche to uncover the truth and to be the best of the Hashem as possible. Yashar Koach, everyone, and have a wonderful week.